And now, it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, and Corey Sandin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. Man, do we have a fun show for you today. Pete Gray and Corey are both up at Haida Gwaii, or at least Pete's on his way to Haida Gwaii, formerly Queen Charlotte Safaris, to extend our Let's Talk Hookup trip. Corey's up there right now. They're actually going to trade places in the airport, so we'll look forward to a great report for them. But, man, do we have a fun one for you today. We got Brandon, the world's greatest fisherman, hanging out with us, and Mike Lum. We're going to be talking all kinds of great stuff. Captain Rollo's, Reel of Week, great fishing. Both these guys are fresh back from ICAST, so we're going to get a little lesson on what the newest and the latest and greatest is in fishing. You stay tuned. Going to be a great show and a big block of your phone calls. You stay tuned. It's Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. This is Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app, Facebook and YouTube Live, and 97.3 The Fan.
The best just got better. Shimano is proud to introduce the all-new Talica 20A and 25A reels. The Talica series is Shimano's flagship two-speed lever drag reel. It sits at the very pinnacle of the offshore world. The Shimano's Talica success is driven by its durability and spec attributes, allowing the series to differentiate from other lever drag reels within the market. The Talica is built around a cold forge machined aluminum one-piece frame. The all-new Talica 20A and 25A now boasts Infinity Drive. Infinity Drive employs two drag washers housed in the side of the reel, allowing for an ultra-smooth, powerful drag system while at the same time increasing winding power under a load as much as 40%. There's also a new lower low gear. If your utmost concern is performance without compromise, Talica 20A and 25A are the reels for you. Available now at your local Shimano dealer. The Ford Summer Sales Event is on at your San Diego County Ford dealers. It's a great time to take a test drive to see what Ford's award-winning lineup of trucks and SUVs has to offer. You'll discover California's best-selling truck brand, Ford F-Series, equipped for anything your demanding job needs or the family vacation you're taking. Check out the Bronco family featuring the iconic Ford Bronco or the versatile Ford Bronco Sport. Both have muscle, tech, and durability needed to go anywhere. Whether it's gas, hybrid, or all-electric, visit your local dealership to find the perfect Ford for you during the Ford Summer Sales Event. The Ford Summer Sales Event is on at your San Diego County Ford dealers. It's a great time to take a test drive to see what Ford's award-winning lineup of trucks and SUVs has to offer. Visit your local San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
This is Captain Tim Ekstrom from the long-range vessel Royal Star. With my partners Randy Toussaint and Brian Sims, we have set the bar for the long-range fishing experience. Spring 8-day, summer 5-day, or fly-down, fly-back 11-day winter trip, we deliver the highest quality long-range voyage you will find. From our premium RSW fish storage to our top-of-the-line chefs and crew, Royal Star distinguishes itself from all others. Want to grab a spot on the Royal Star? Check us out at RoyalStarSportFishing.com or call Tracy at 619-224-4764.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Okay, man, it is time. Going to be a great time. Like we said, Pete and Corey both out of the studio on our Queen Charlotte Safari, now Haida Gwaii Safari trip. So that was so much fun last week doing the show with Corey. Brandon, you know Corey better than most, but, you know, he's an incredible fisherman, so humble, like, so quiet and stealthy and doesn't talk about a ton of things. The level of excitement that that guy has for being with Valerie at Queen Charlotte's is next level. It's the next to El Salto, it's the most giddy that I ever see Corey about to go on a fishing trip. And, I mean, to the point of prototyping and making new lures for it and getting his slugs ready and hearing the guides calling him during the week and be like, hey man, you know, we need more of that stuff. Like, I can't wait for those guys to get back. Just to give us the wrap up.
There's almost nothing he looks more forward to than that trip. Yeah, El Salto is a close probably second, but yeah, he loves that trip. He loves that operation. He'll send me pictures of weird you know, weird lures these he's conceptualized and tweaked on, and he gets so excited to go up there.
Yeah, it's going to be really fun, and it's the story that I love more than anything. All of us have been there, and everybody that's fished on boats have seen it and heard it, and it was in reference to Corey Slug, and he got on the boat the first time when they were getting ready to go ling cod fishing, and he was tying the slug up, and how they fish is with more of a heavy lead, you know, jig style lure, more like a big dart that's made up there. And the guy was looking at him and was like, gave him the classic, like, "Ah, buddy, that's not really gonna work. I mean, you can fish it if you want, but that's not really the juice for up here. But you know, yeah, whatever." And like before the first couple of drifts was over, he said, "Hey man, could you how many of those do you got? And can you rig one up on every other rod for our next drift?" And that has then morphed into them calling ahead of time and being like, "Hey, man, how many of those guys can you make? Can you send enough down for the group? We need more of those." Like, it's going to be fun. I can't wait to hear this one. It's going to be a lot of fun.
I think we've all been in that situation where something's totally unorthodox and they're kind of being just like that. Yeah. And then that you hear that a couple hours into it, "How are you rigging that?"
Yeah. How many of those you got, buddy?
It's kind of shocking how well a lot of Corey's baits work up there. You know, you and I have seen it at Kingfisher Lodge in Sitka, Alaska. His baits for that vertical style fishing for bottom fish and ling cod and things and halibut are so good, and they just don't use things like that typically up there.
And no blowing smoke. It's, you know, because it's Corey, like, his in particular are like the perfect blend of hand poured and color right and very soft in terms of like the lure swimming and moving so good and swimming when it's falling, which is a really big deal. But the level of toughness of plastic where a fish doesn't look at it the wrong way and the tail falls off.
Like, totally. I just came back from Cedros a couple of days ago, and I had, you know, we had exceptional level 10 out of 10 weedless swim bait fishing, all with Corey's, you know, seven inch weedless bait. And I had one bait that legit, I should have brought it today, 300 plus bites on one singular lure. And still, it's still in one piece. I could glue it together and fish it tomorrow. It's amazing the toughness that some of his baits come with. You know, for a couple dollar lure, you get a value out of those things.
Yeah, it's fun. Well, speaking of fun, Mike, we're really excited to have you in here this morning. It was a fun bonus. When we found out that it was Reel a Week, Mike was going to come and join us. And again, I think it's going to be so cool that, you know, you have involvement with the ICAST show. You just came back, Brandon, you as well. So we're looking forward to talking tackle and really looking forward to having you in the studio as a fun bonus. Mike, good morning.
Well, thanks. Good morning, everybody. I really appreciate the opportunity today because in the Reel a Week, which we've now done for quite a few years, and most people are familiar with it, it's a fundraiser we do annually for Captain Rollo Kids at Sea. We have an added bonus that we created here recently, and we've got a brand new Newell 338 reel still in its box. Still got the owner's manual or the warranty card, rather. The clamp is still in its original sealed package. So this literally is a brand new reel. And so what we're doing is anybody that wants to buy 4 Reel a Week tickets as a result of this show starting today, call Tim Baker. You buy 4 Reel a Week tickets. He's going to give you a 5th one for free, but you're also going to get entered into a special drawing just for this new reel. So if you've already bought Reel a Week tickets for this year, you might want to consider buying 4 more to get in because your odds of winning this new reel are going to be very good. And, of course, the Reel a Week is going to kick off here on August the 5th. Every Tuesday we'll draw a winner for 20 consecutive weeks, and your entries stay in there for the whole 20 weeks or until you win on that ticket. So you buy 4 tickets here today, you donate the $100. Tim's going to get you 5 Reel a Week tickets and an entry into this newer reel. So that's what that newer reel is sitting on the table for.
I love when you do these. And again, it's only for the people that are into this side drawing. Your ticket's still in for the whole time. And that's what's so cool about Reel a Week is all the chances that you win. Like if you don't win week 1 or week 2 or week 10 or week, you know, 17, you still got plenty of shots to keep going. Like you're constantly in
20 drawings, and although you won't win with the same ticket multiple times because it comes out, if you have 5 tickets in there, there's a chance you'll win multiple reels. You're in all of them.
That's cool. It's
a popular fundraiser for us,
and the money could not go to a more righteous cause. The Friends of Rollo do such beneficial things for our industry and for kids, day in, day out. When we're fortunate enough to see these trips leave the dock, it almost brings a tear to my eye. How cool the things that you guys provide for these young guys going fishing, it's special and it's unique.
Well, we have a very, very good team of people, and that includes the boat owners and operators that, that work with us and allow these kids to get out on the ocean for the very first time. And we've been doing this now since 1996 plus years.
Right?
Yeah.
Wow.
And we've exceeded 150,000 kids. And when you, that's a very real number, 150,000 kids on the ocean for the first time. And fishing, for a lot of them, becomes part of their life forever. I mean, it's life-changing.
Yeah. You potentially provided a passion for a good number of those kids.
Mm-hmm.
You were, I don't recall if it was you or Frank that was telling us a story, that there are kids that have gone through the Rollo program who have been fishing on their first or very close to their first saltwater trips, who have now like become sport boat, you know, anglers and then customers and then working on boats and now driving boats. I mean, people who have gone through the entire system and now that they make their living, you know, that likely could have been sparked from that first trip.
We see, yes, you're right. Everything you just said was right. But we see when we do the Pacific Coast sport fishing shows and day at the docks, do the Fisherman's Landing tackle day, we have people on a regular basis now that come up to us, and you know they're not kids, they're young men, and you know in their 30s and stuff, and they come up and they want to shake our hand and say thank you, and it's like, well, what are we doing? And you took me on my first ocean fishing trip, and now they have two kids of their own, they own their own boat, they fish every weekend. It's like, wow, that all started because of this program, and this program isn't one person. This program isn't 10 people. This program is hundreds of people that make it all possible. Because if we didn't have the support from the industry, if we didn't have support from the media, if we didn't have support from the anglers who buy these raffle tickets and buy the used tackle at the used tackle sale, et cetera, we don't have large corporate grants. We don't have the benefit of someone writing us big giant checks. So the money we raise is typically $20 and $100 at a time, and we work on it all year long on our weekends and our evenings, and at the end of the day we raise enough money to take these kids fishing. And like I said, we've exceeded 150,000 kids, and that grows every year. We take thousands of more kids each year, and we have more demand for trips now than we ever have. We just don't have enough people resources to raise the money that we could use. I mean, if somebody really waved a magic wand and all of a sudden we doubled or tripled our annual revenue, I'm pretty sure we would still use it by adding kids to the program. And that's one of the really nice things about this program. We don't have any big infrastructure. We don't have an office. We don't have, we don't have a lot of expenses that other nonprofits do. So when someone grants us money or gives us money, every once in a while someone will be very generous and they'll write us a check for $5,000. All you have to do is the math. It's taking about $70 a kid right now on average.
Yeah.
So you just do the math and go, you just added X amount of kids to our program.
That's
because
cool.
Nothing else has to be paid for. We don't own the boats, right? The boats are here. And that's one of the reasons why this program is so unique to the California market, because we have 20-some-odd landings up and down the coast that we work with. We have access to half-day fishing, which a lot of places in the country along the coast don't have that. You got to travel too far to get to deeper water. So we've got all the right ingredients to keep this thing rolling for a long time, and we hope to do that.
Yeah.
The key ingredient is money.
We
raise it, and you and the entire team, Tim and Harold and Howard and everybody, and a list that's way too long. Steve Pinard, always so generous with time and everything, and all the people who I haven't mentioned. Everybody knows who you are, and a huge thank you. But everybody does it because it's such an awesome program and such a cool thing to get to do. And you guys find such cool and unique ways to raise those funds. Like you say, it's fantastic that if somebody has a business and needs the write-off, or they just have the funds and are able to donate to a fantastic cause and they write a check, awesome. But in addition to that, the support from the industry that you guys get and having creative fundraisers like Reel a Week. So you gave us a little bit of the rundown. Dive a little deeper. How did Reel a Week get started, and you know, what do we have to look for the 2025 version?
Well, I forget now how many years we've been doing it, but I'm going to just take a stab at it and say 10. you know, something like that.
I would bet at least that.
And we just got this idea one day. You know, we were selling our annual raffle tickets, which we do every year. We have our grand raffle, which we'll be kicking off a little later this year. And so in the process of selling those raffle tickets, came up with this idea that you could do a second type raffle and make it a weekly type thing. And so we just brainstormed it a little bit and came up. And I think we initially started out with 20 reels, or might have been 25 reels. And they were all donated. So we just figured out, well, if we can sell these tickets. And so I think that very first year we did it, we limited it to 1,000 tickets. We said if we could sell 1,000 tickets, it's a nice, you know,
nice
shot in the arm. And everybody will be happy with the odds and all that. And, well, we sold those 1,000 tickets surprisingly fast. And we're all looking at each other like, why did we limit this to 1,000 tickets? So we bumped it up the following year to 1,500, and that's where we've kept it. And that's a good number for us. And so now people buy these tickets. They're $25 a piece, and surprisingly, some of the guys that have won a couple of times bought one ticket, $25, which is fine. It's great.
First off, it's 20 drawings, which I think is so rad. But still, it's only 20. And in my mind, I don't see how it's possible. But I swear, I feel like we have customers all the time come through the tackle store. I mean, I can't tell you how many times, hey, I want to put line on this. I want it on Real Elite. Hey, I got this brand new Shimano Speedmaster 12. I need 60-pound, you know, Power Pro on it. I want it in Real Elite. Hey, I got this, you know, whatever. I got a Daiwa Lexa 300. I need Real Elite. It happens all the time, I swear. I don't know if they're all in our backyard or what, but that's just how many reels you give away.
Well, we get a disproportionate amount of support out of the San Diego market for the, you know, the history of Rollo and the closeness to the landing and all that stuff. I think we naturally have more activity at this level on our fundraising side. The trips, on the other hand, we go all the way up to San Francisco Bay Area occasionally,
right?
And so, in the way, for anybody that doesn't know, the way these trips work, we don't organize trips. I have people on a regular basis say, how do I get my grandson on your trip? Well, we don't produce the trip. What we do is we raise the money. So if somebody has a group of kids, it could be a school group, it could be a church group, it could be Boy Scouts, Girl Scouts, it could be neighborhood kids. It doesn't matter. If it's a group of kids you have access to, you want to take them on their first ocean fishing adventure, they just simply go to the Rollo website, which is rollokids.org, and fill out the form, which is super easy. And Howard Coolidge will reach out to you and say, where are you located? How many kids do you have? Tell me a little bit about your group. When would you like to go? And within a few moments, we know whether or not we're going to be able to provide a trip. And I would say the vast majority, 90% of the time, we can work it out and make it happen.
Yeah.
And all they have to do is get their kids to and from the landings of choice. And they have to bring some chaperones for the kids to make sure that, you know, that's all cool. But the boats that we work with are so good at this. We use the Daily Double a lot, and they are so experienced with this. They already know the drill. They know what has to be done. So we provide the boat, the tackle, a hot lunch on every meal. We pay for all of that. All the group has to do is get their kids to and from. So when we explain that to people, they look at you with like a deer in a headlights look,
like,
and they
no
go,
way.
But, or, and it's slow. That's it. Yeah. There is no extra anything. That is exactly how it works. And so we get calls on a regular basis. We're just like, how many trips we have a budget. We know how much we're working with. How many trips can we still do? And we cut it right to the edge every year.
That's awesome.
And it's like, man, I wish we could come up with one more promotion. And we all look at each other and go, how is that possible? There's no more time to do anything else.
Well, this promotion is a really cool one, and we're really excited. And, I mean, I'm looking at the list of reels that are giving away on Reel a Week. And that's the other thing, too. It's not, I mean, it's who's who of stuff. I know that you can for sure put me down for a win in week 18. I would love to be the winner of the Shimano Trinidad 20. So I'm good for a week 18. I could really use a week 11 as well. I could take that Shimano Speedmaster. With that said,
it only takes one ticket.
There's a bunch of two speeds and low pros and just, I mean, there's so many killer reels in this thing. It's awesome. I mean, go down the list. There's 20 killer reels. They're all very high end. You clearly got very good tackle for a reason. I mean, none of these are throwaways. There's not a single week in there where somebody's not absolutely stoked at the prize they're winning.
No, the factories all have been very generous with us, and they don't try to give us the second and third string.
That's
reel.
What I'm trying to say. Exactly. Yeah, totally.
We get the top of the line stuff, and we have, and not to confuse anybody on anything, but in the near future, we'll also be kicking off this year's annual Rod a Week, which is similar, and we're just putting that list together right now, but it's the same thing. The manufacturers are giving us the top of their line, so the list of rods is just an amazing thing. So down the road here shortly, we'll be talking about that, but the Reel a Week thing is popular. People like it. In fact, when we go to the shows, that's typically not when we're doing Reel a Week that time of the year, but that is one of the common questions now is, when's Reel a Week? When's Reel a Week? So
that's cool.
they like that.
Yep,
so
no doubt.
We just keep trying to come up with ideas and things that people would be interested in. And so far, you know, we just been able to keep the ball rolling, and that's all we want to do is keep the ball rolling, keep these kids going out on those boats.
That's awesome. Well, speaking of, if somebody does want to take advantage of Reel a Week and they do want to get in and they want to get in the special drawing for that Newell, how exactly do we take advantage?
Well, unfortunately, we are in the state of California. When it comes to selling raffle tickets, it's illegal to sell raffle tickets in California.
Which, that makes so much sense. You know, I mean, what a smart know, idea that yeah. is. What a great, yeah, what a great thing. Yeah, you wouldn't want to support such a rad organization. Yeah. You might make that illegal.
Well, if we were located in Arizona, it'd be perfectly fine to sell these raffle tickets into Arizona. But we're based in San Diego, so because of that, we have the option of selling raffle tickets one of three ways. In person, which is a little challenging, over the phone, which is really how we sell most of them, or you can actually mail in, that's U.S. mail, and a request. And in fact, I think the law actually says you can fax in. You're not allowed to do it online, but you can fax in your application. It's like, well, faxes are digital now, and so I'm not sure. We try to avoid that. We use a phone call, and the way we do the phone is we give out a phone number, which is 951-264-7382. That is a phone number that is in the possession of Tim Baker, and Tim Baker is standing by ready to handle these calls as soon as they start flowing in this morning. I'm sure they already have. 951-264-7382. Many of our regular donors have that on their speed dial in their phone. And as soon as I started talking this morning, I'm sure they were hitting Tim's number saying, whatever it is, I'm in.
Yeah.
And so Tim will stay very busy all day today. But so many of your listeners now listen in the archives. We used to do these things on a weekend. Mm-hmm. Now we do them in like a week to week and a half time frame because we got to give people a time to catch up and listen to the archives and then call Tim. So when you call Tim, chances are he will not pick up the phone. You'll leave your name and telephone number, and if you'll speak slowly and clearly, he'll make sure to be able to get right back to you in the order that the calls come in and get you going. He's very efficient at it. He's had a lot of practice. And if that doesn't work for you, you can send an email to win@rollokids.org. And all you need on that email is your name and phone number. You don't need to put why you're doing it or anything. Just your name and phone number, and Tim will call you back and get your tickets. The tickets are $25 a piece. You're more than welcome to buy one ticket if that's what you would like. But if you'll buy four tickets, that's $100. He's going to give you the fifth one for free, and he's going to enter you into the drawing for this new reel. Now, we will have guys today, I'm sure, that will call, and they're going to say, I got $500. I want in. Those people are going to get five entries into the new reel. For every 100, cool, you get one cool entry. So whatever suits your fancy on that, they're all the money. It doesn't matter whether it's $25 or $5,000. It all goes the same place, and that's adding kids to the list of trips that we will grant and have already granted for this year. So that's it's as simple as it works. This new reel is literally still brand new, unfished,
so cool.
Never had line on it. And it's still got the owner's warranty card and the little Newell sticker. And it's all in really, really pristine condition.
Brand new.
It's brand new in the box. And so there's not a lot of those floating around. So whether you are a hard Newell aficionado collector, you would love to have it. But honestly, anybody that fishes knows that Newell was instrumental in our modern style of fishing, and it would be very cool conversation piece to have a new reel in the box for your buddies to ooh and aah at when they come over and check out all your gear. So
no doubt about it.
For just the collectability factor of that reel and that box with the original clamp and paperwork, it's just so cool. But also functionality-wise, it's still one of the greatest casting reels ever made. And that reel in Hawaii fetches top dollar.
It wouldn't surprise me if someone from Hawaii calls and enters this today because they love newer reels over there.
I love collecting. I love all that stuff. But that thing deserves to get some 40 pounds spun onto it and go catch a yellowtail at the Coronado Island. You know, you'd mentioned Rod a Week and all the top-of-the-line rods. Man, do we have a cool prize at the end of the show today. And if you didn't catch yesterday's show, we got something real special today, Brandon.
Yeah, one lucky caller or texter will qualify to win the brand-new CalStar GG-773 Extra Heavy Rod. Like all CalStar rods, it's built in the Gardena factory.
Brand-new Gardena factory.
Oh, yeah,
right?
Brand-new. They just moved, in the Gardena factory with all quality components, we will pick one from today and add it from the winner yesterday. That was Bob in Huntington Beach. And flip the coin at the end of the show to see who it is that won the rod. I'm so excited about that new rod. I think it is going to be the dominant rail rod on our sport boats from here going forward.
I got a lot of friendly flack from buddies. I was so geeked out over that rod talking about it yesterday, and I'm glad that there's an equal tackle nerd in the studio this morning. It's just, they just did it right. And, like, we have kind of been talking and hinting about all the cool new things that are coming out of CalStar with the leadership of Chris and allowing John to just have free reign and go build rods and don't worry about components or time or money or anything like that. You go Wizard of Oz, this stuff like you like to do, and this is yet another one of those things. First, that 95 surface iron blank that they developed, and then this is it. Like, this is a true state-of-the-art, highest-end level rail rod that they built with price point in mind, and they nailed it. I mean, it's going to be a sub-$500 rod in a market that's dominated by $700 rods. And you're going to, I mean, that rod is going to be perfect for your TAC 20 for $450. Like, I'm so proud of them, and I'm so excited that you're going to be one of the very first in the world to own this thing. It's brand new.
It's truly a perfectly made rod, and I'm so excited about everything that's coming out of CalStar these days. Already they were making the best available rod on the market, but now the newer stuff that's coming out of there and new innovative stuff, I'm just in love with what they're doing.
So, yeah, one lucky caller or texter at the end of the show is going to get a shot. We're going to do as we do. We'll flip the coin to find out whether that is a caller or a texter. Then we will flip the coin a second time and find out who's the big winner, whether it be Bob from Huntington Beach yesterday or hopefully you out there. And if you want to get your shot at that, give us a call this morning at 833-288-0973. Again, 833-288-0973, or send us a text. Already a ton of great texts flowing through. It has never been more important than it is today. When you send your text in, make sure you include your contact info. Just a name and a phone number is all we need, but if you're the winner at the end of the show, trust me, you want to make sure that we have that so we can call you to get you that brand new CalStar GG773XH rod. And when we come back, we're going to be taking your phone calls. Lots of great info coming your way. It is going to be a fun show talking tackle, talking fishing, and your phone calls. It's a non-agenda show and a lot of fun today. We got Bill Varney's going to be giving us a report. We got Corey Sandin standing by. We're going to be going to those calls as soon as we get back. Tons of Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. You stay tuned. You're listening to Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. This is Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app, Facebook and YouTube Live, and 97.3 The Fan.
Hey, this is Rosie with Cedro Sport Fishing. We have always been the leader with all-inclusive fishing trips to Cedros Island. We now have two lodges to choose from and both sit on the cliff's edge with relaxing ocean views and gorgeous morning sunrises. With direct flights departing to the CBX in San Diego, we are committed to providing first-class service to our guests and an unforgettable fishing experience. Come check out the yellowtail and calico bass capital in the world. Nobody does it better than Cedro Sport Fishing. Call me at 619-772-7570 or check us out at cedrosportfishing.com. Book soon. soon. Trips are going fast.
Do you know why a million customers visited Summit Gasoline last year at the San Diego Sports Arena? Because they give you the lowest price on fuel. Great service and easy access, even for trucks and trailers at their 24 pumps. Summit is known for the best price on ice, too. Almost half the cost of any other vendor. 25 pounds for just $3.99. Martha and her crew love fishermen, and they'll prove it by giving you 100 pounds free with a 35-gallon fill-up. Summit offers over 40 snacks and drinks to choose from for only 89 cents, and even a line of hand creams and lip balms for 89 cents, too. Summit now proudly offers locally made burritos and sandwiches, made fresh daily and ready to go wherever the current takes you. Summit just upgraded their car wash, and for a limited time, get a deluxe car wash for only $6. Grab the wife's car, grab a cheap sandwich, and make up for the day on the water. Summit Gasoline. Lowest prices, friendliest staff, easy access, and free ice. What more can you ask for?
Partners Outdoorsman, Southern California's number one shooting, hunting, and fishing tackle retailer since 1971, is right in your neighborhood. Now with stores throughout Southern, Central, and Northern California. No one does it better. Turner's Outdoorsman brings you the best prices and selection, plus a knowledgeable staff that will help make your day on the water or in the field more fun. Stop by your neighborhood Turner's Outdoorsman. To find a location nearest you, check the web at turners.com and sign up for special deals and more.
Inside information is everything when it comes to catching fish in Southern California. You need a code group to connect with what's happening on the water. FishDope.com is your code group. Inside information available at your fingertips 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane, along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. They become your code group. You get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Quintin, 365 days a year. FishDope.com has online planning tools, temperature and chlorophyll charts, hot bite icons, and more. Take it from me, if you don't have FishDope.com, you're not part of the in-the-know crowd. Membership is affordable and good for an entire year. Plus, use the special code and save $30 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
For your next fishing adventure, check Point Loma Sport Fishing. They offer half-day and full-day trips daily, perfect for families and the novice or seasoned fishermen. Point Loma Sport Fishing also offers overnight to multi-day trips, targeting the best of seasonal catches. Visit PointLomaSportFishing.com where you can purchase tickets online and get more information on the trips available, or call 619-223-1627. Want to go fishing? Point Loma Sport Fishing has you covered.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Here we are having a great show with Rock Cod Rick and Mike Lum from Friends of Rollo, sitting atop the sport fishing headquarters of the world, having a blast. We're having a great run on phone calls and texts.
But,
you know, you had pre-warned everybody in the last segment that they need to leave their name, phone number,
yes,
and location. And I got to tell you, we have some great questions coming in via the text, and a lot of people are blowing it by not putting in their name and phone number.
I want this rod so bad. I don't have this. We don't. You know, I got a text from Chris yesterday because I was joking about how bad. When this rod showed up, there was no note or no anything. It just said Pete/Rick, Let's Talk Hookup when it got delivered to our Fisherman's Landing Tackle inventory. And like, we just got a brand new Tack 40 from Shimano. The crew is going to use, like, we're so big on all of our guys being ultra familiar with the fishing tackle. Like, I want every one of our guys to use it. It's out right now. We got it 3 days ago, and it's been on the Shogun with Ray, who's out fishing right now. And, like, you know, I want all of our guys to get to use it. And as soon as I saw that, I was instantly like, okay, how am I going to convince Pete that you don't need to borrow this? You need to put it in, and we'll make that part of our shop rod. You can borrow it anytime you want, and we'll put a brand new Talica 40 on it for you. And then I found out, like, well, not only do we not get to do that, like, I don't get it at all. Like, this is going to somebody's, yes, a prize. I haven't got to see this thing yet. So again, such a rad prize that CalStar is letting one lucky listener of Let's Talk Hookup. And what a cool way to introduce that rod. Again, if you want to get your shot, it's the Let's Talk Hookup app or 833-288-0973. Our phone calls are packed, but boy, so is the secret line, and that's exactly where our buddy Corey Sandin is calling us right now, live from Haida Gwaii Safaris. Good morning, Corey.
Yeah, good morning, good morning, good morning, Mike, Rick, Brandon, stoked to join you. Bummed to be leaving today. Hadaguay Safari's here on Hadaguay. Yeah, yep, bummed, but it's just one of those beautiful places that really touches your heart, you know. Once you've been here, you know, and it's just one of those places you always look forward to getting back to is Pete and Harold Davis. I mean, they're coming in this afternoon, but we're leaving the island. We had an absolute epic trip. Like, it's so hard to describe. I don't even know where to start. But if I can tell you just one of the most special moments of my life today, yesterday, we had just an epic salmon bite. There were spots of herring up, dimpling.
Oh, cool.
Salmon pushing through them just like yellowtail would.
That's awesome.
You can just imagine the herring going flying and salmon boiling around.
No way.
That's too cool.
Eagles dipping down. I mean, it was just one of those amazing, amazing moments. Whales, humpbacks, you know, spouting all over the place. One of the most special moments. I have a 30-plus pound salmon on, biting a salmon, and there's a humpback less than 150 feet from us.
Crazy. Like,
the entire boat has their, you know, Chris and Bucky, Dave and Captain Rob have their video on the whale. I'm fighting the salmon. And it was just one of those moments that I will never, ever forget in my life.
Oh, what a great picture you're painting, Corey. That's fantastic. And now, how about the lingcod fishing? I know that's something that's so near and dear to you. How was all of it?
Well, I'll tell you this. We didn't have anything over 50 pounds, but there were several boats. Donald Crabtree's boats had one over 50 pounds.
Jeez.
Ken and Paula had one over 50 pounds.
Which, let me stop you real fast. You get a lingcod that actually weighs 25 pounds,
yeah.
And everybody on the boat is certain that thing's a 50-pounder. You know what I mean? So for one to actually weigh 50, it looks like a 100-pounder. They're just so big and those giant pectoral fins. Like, a 50-pounder is such a holy grail, unheard-of dinosaur.
And a true 50-pounder is almost scary looking.
Yeah.
Like, enormous. I'll share a picture with you guys. I mean, the largest one I got was roughly 30 pounds. I didn't weigh it. It might have been just over, but not much, right?
What a special
this
place you must be
just,
at to not weigh 30 pounds.
Listen, well, here's what describes it. There's two scenarios. One, Mr. Tom Green, pilot extraordinaire, him and his wife and his brother-in-law, they're all here, and they've got a 25-pound lingcod on. And there's a hitchhiker on that one. The hitchhiker was over 50 pounds. Tom's reeling in 75 pounds of lingcod. Can you wrap your mind around that?
That's great. I mean, a 25-pounder would likely be the biggest lingcod that most of us have ever seen or caught or had the privilege of having that be your personal best, and that there was one that was trying to eat that as something else.
Here's the other moment that happened yesterday, too. Our day started off with lingcod, and as you know, no further joy to my heart than fishing some lingcod, right?
Mm.
Dude, all four of us spent on 20-plus pound lingcod at one time.
Cool.
Absolutely insane. It's truly, this place lives up to what it's called as the Galapagos of the Northwest. It's just one of those places that you have to experience in your lifetime, and when you do it, I promise you it will never leave your heart. You'll always want to come back, and there are openings. She has the last, and it's very, very difficult, right? It's usually all booked up, but her last trip of the year is the latter part of August, the very end of August of this month. She has some spots open, and that's her last trip of the year right there. And we're so fortunate with Let's Talk Hookup, like Pete and Harold Davis are coming in right after us, and we're coming in at the prime time of the season. She's only open from, I think, June through August, so it's not a very long period. And I can't tell you, if you look up the whole Hadaguay indigenous story, it touches your heart from the beginning, and you realize that you're at a place that is truly, you feel fortunate to be here. It's just one of those places. And the salmon, I didn't even touch on the salmon. Our average king salmon, 15 to 25 pounds. That was the average right there. And amazing. Limits. We had limits of king salmon. I think the whole group had limits or near limits. We had limits of lean cod. We had our halibut. It just, I mean, does it get any better bringing home the bounty of the Northwest?
I don't know how it does, man. And, Corey, you got us all absolutely fired up. A fantastic report. So glad to hear it's good. And I can't only imagine what Pete must be doing listening to this on the airplane, knowing that he's getting ready to come in and continue that great fishing at Haida Gwaii. And I know that the dates are already set for next year's trip, and I know that you'll be hosting yet again. And what a fantastic opportunity. Like you said, it always sells out. It's just... It's that good, and if you wanna join, you gotta look up qcsafaris.com to take advantage of that amazing fishing at Haida Gwaii. Corey, a fantastic report, man. You gave us the chills. We were so into it. Congratulations. I know how excited you are for the bounty and such amazing fishing, and I can't wait for you to be in studio next so we get the full rundown and hear everything.
Yeah, absolutely. I appreciate you guys, and if you do call and get a hold of Valerie and book that spot for next year, you'll be so into it. Valerie, from her heart, runs this place and accordingly, and just a sweetheart of a gal. And the new chef this year, dude, the food is over the top. If you've been here and you wouldn't think it could get any better. It's incredible. Anyway, we'll see you guys later. Appreciate the time and have a great show and thank you very much.
Great job, Corey. Wow, that gets me super, super fired up. Well, appreciate that very much. We've got a very busy show. We got lots of phone calls, lots of texts to get to. We got a lot of people wanting to give catch reports, and we come back. We're going to be doing all that. We're going to be taking your phone calls, reading your texts, catch report more. You stay tuned. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup, Southern California Sport Fishing Voice on the Let's Talk Hookup app, Facebook and YouTube Live, and 97.3 The Fan.
Have you been looking for a live bait hook that keeps live bait alive? Look no further than Japan's leading fish hook, Gamakatsu. It's the little things that make the difference, and Gamakatsu hooks drive the point home. With an absolute perfect bend and ideal barbs, your bait swims harder and longer. And when you get bit, Gamakatsu hooks bite back with a vengeance. All hooks are not the same. Go with Gamakatsu for infinite success. Gamakatsu, simply the best. Check Gamakatsu.com.
For local or long-range fishing, we have you covered. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle, the saltwater tackle professionals. Being a part of the San Diego Sport Fishing Landing gives us a distinct advantage when it comes to getting you on the latest and hottest tackle for your trip. Our expert staff knows exactly what you need for your long range or local trip, and we will not sell you something you don't need. We carry a huge inventory of the right tackle. So visit us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. The name that stands out among anglers is Fisherman's Landing, your top choice in local and long-range fishing. Our hardworking crew will make your fishing experience one to remember. We offer the finest open party trips from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet is second to none. All our open party trips can be easily booked online at fishermanslanding.com or give us a call. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
Hello, this is Captain Mike Totter from Surger Sport Fishing. Alongside my colleague, Chef Josh Evans, and our dedicated team, we invite you to join us aboard the Surger. Our fishing trips range from 1.5 to 8 days, available May through November, and include charter options. We're committed to upholding a legacy of top-notch customer service, delicious food, and a friendly and talented crew. Book your fishing adventure online at searchofsportfishing.com or call Rachel at 619-226-2403. That's searchofsportfishing.com. We look forward to welcoming you aboard.
Anyone that's been to the East Cape knows Smokey's Curing Company Cantina, the best food and drink in Los Barriles, and a fun place to hang out and watch your favorite sporting event. If you're lucky, you probably had Smokey's process your fish to take home. Their quality and service is top-notch. You'll see me at Smokey's Cantina hanging out with the owner Chris and my buddies when fishing in the East Cape. And we always send our fish to be processed at Smokey's too. Now Chris has added one of the finest boats in the East Cape available for you to charter for a day or more of fishing. Vaquera. It's an immaculate 35 Cabo with a Sea Keeper and Captain Diego Romero, one of Baja's best. If you're looking for a great charter boat when fishing at Palmas, Playa, or other resorts, Vaquera, booked at Baja Smokey's Smokies.com should be your choice. So when you're headed to the East Cape, be sure to stop by Smokies Curing Company Cantina. Send your fish to be processed there and fish aboard the 35 Cabo Vaquera. Check BajaSmokies.com for more details.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here this morning. It has been a busy, busy show. Lots of phone calls stacked up. Lots of catch reporters stacked up. And speaking of the catch report, it's time to jump right into it, Brandon.
Yeah, we have the catch report is sponsored by the Fish Pros at Fisherman's Processing in San Diego, where you get a premier processing experience. Check out the easier online system to book your processing for your long-range trips. With more team members, Fisherman's Processing stays far ahead of the rest. More same-day capacity, and the finest customer service. Stop by their location in Old Town or on Taylor Street, or check fishermansprocessing.com and make your reservation today.
That's it, man. It's a busy, busy place at Fisherman's Processing right now with all this great fishing going on. And speaking of great fishing, we're going to go to the man, Captain Brian Woolley from Dana War Sport Fishing is on the line. What's up, Woolley?
Hey, good morning, guys. Good morning, good morning.
How you doing, buddy?
Thanks. All good, man. Gosh, we had a little bumpy beginning of the week. That that tidal surge, you know, from that tsunami deal kind of did a number on our bait receiver in the harbor. So we've been
did it
kind of dealing with some of that stuff. Oh, yeah, it took the thing all the way out, unfortunately. So
wow,
we got,
I didn't hear about this.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Willie. I remember that happened to us in Mission Bay once years ago. Same deal, like something that seems so no effect in one area. It's crazy how much the effect can be in the other. And I'm sorry to hear that, buddy.
Totally, yeah. So every ham's, you know, doing their best to keep bait in the harbor. As you can imagine, it's, you know, it's just like all hands on deck, try to make it work. So just private boaters understand, you know, Dana Wharf, it's not our bait receiver, but we're working hand in hand with every ham to, you know, then they're, trust me, they're burning the candle at both ends to keep that bait receiver service. So just be patient. They're planning on getting that thing back on track this week. They're still selling bait when they have it. It's just be patient.
Sure.
The understanding is just the nature of the deal. So, anyways, water temps for us this week, steady 66 to 68 degrees. Bass fishing was okay. You know, it was really kind of a day-to-day deal. Certain areas, you know, a little bit better condition sets, maybe one day above Dana Point, other days maybe down below through San Clemente, just kind of depended. Fly line baits. We had a nice little small sardine when we had it, and that stuff did fish really well. Guys fishing that bass on the lighter 10 to 15 pound line, I'd say they got the better amount of bites for sure. But we were catching on everything, rubber lures, hard baits, Alabama rigs, all the fun surface, you know, type deals. We're catching some fish. It hasn't been gangbusters. Don't get me wrong. It hasn't been wide open or any of that. But the right time of day when the sun's out, we get a little bit of current condition. You know, you got to capitalize on those little windows of opportunity. So guys fishing sinker setups for the sand bass, still seeing, you know, plenty of that fish. Still some halibut around for the guys fishing those baits on the bottom. And some sheephead for the guys that are bringing shrimp and whatnot, that kind of deal. We had a few boats at Catalina this week. Some good calico bass fishing along the back there in the kelp. Artificial stuff again, like the hard baits and the rubber got bit well too. Little sink out along the kelp or, you know, long casts along the stringers. There was a little bit of yellowtail signal along the back through that bait area, from like the V's up to Silver Canyon. That's kind of short lived. You get on it, you throw some bait and the sea lions get on you quick. So, you know, kind of hooked a few fish there, had them in battle and the sea lions won those the days that, you know, I was over there this week. So it's kind of a bummer, but a few barracuda being caught along the kelp there as well. We did have a nice halibut on the bottom there up towards Freddy's Beach. There was a 37-pounder on a Western Outdoor News charter that we had on Thursday. So, yeah, that was a nice fish.
Yeah.
That angler was stoked on that one. It was a beauty for sure. And then over at Clemente, a few more yellowtail on the count for the Fury. Just some good summertime calico bass action along the kelp, again, with whitefish, sheephead, and stuff coming off the guys on the bottom. And, you know, they had a few bluefin in their counts. They had a two-day trip this week where they got out to the zone and had, you know, a light pasture load. They had some of that bluefin. And then that bigger 100 to 200-pound fish, our six-pack fleet, you know, Christian on the Lexi, you can imagine he's been out there on top of that pretty hard. His August is pretty much booked, I believe. I was talking to him yesterday. But there still might be, you know, a last-minute opportunity to jump on a trip with him. But that stuff's been out there as well, still close enough where our six-pack guys can get on that stuff. But, again, keep an eye out for some last-minute opportunities. And then, you know, our all-day opportunity on the new San Mateo, those trips are limited to 14 or 15 anglers, and they're fishing Catalina, Clemente, or offshore. And this is the month where that platform really shines, you know, that with that speed comes options. So, you know, keep tabs on that. We'll put open availability and kind of game plan what he's going to be doing on our socials, either Facebook or Instagram. So if you don't follow us, keep an eye on that. You can always call the office and they can give you the ups and downs on that boat. But this is, you know, hopefully the time of year where we're able to get that boat out of the way into some of those zones where it can really shine. So that's it for us this week. If you want to hop on a trip, give the landing a call. Our number 949-496-5794. Of course, you can hit us on the web as well at danawerf.com.
Man, fantastic. We'll take that report anytime. Glad to hear that things are going as good as they can be with the bait situation. And like you said, those guys will have that thing fixed and back to full bait of the right size in no time. Great report, Willie. Sure appreciate it. Keeping us up to date. And we'll look forward to talking next week.
All right. Thanks again, guys. Have a great show. See
you. Willie, appreciate that very much. While we're waiting for Gundy Gunderson to get rolling in, we've got some jam-packed phone calls. And Brandon, why don't we jump right back into those phones?
Yeah, let's talk to Robert in Canyon Country. Good morning, Robert. How you doing?
What's up, Robert?
I'm great, guys. So I'm an avid listener, and you guys are always talking about Yamahas, so I finally had to do it. Pulled the trigger, bought a brand-new Yamaha, put it on my center console. It's incredible. I put it in neutral, and I look back, and the only thing I can hear is the water shooting up the side of the motor. I have to look back to even tell it's running. So had the boat for 41 years, bought it at the Fred Hall Show, a 21-foot aluminum center console. Had it the whole time and should have pulled the trigger on a Yamaha about 100 years ago because the VIN is just awesome.
Robert, congratulations, man. There's nothing like to, especially if you've had the boat for a long time and you've dealt with the gremlins that can exist as the motor's going away, there's nothing like knowing that you're going to go down to the boat and turn the key and it's just going to start every time. And, like, you have nothing to deal with for years now. Yeah. I'm so stoked for you, man. Congratulations.
And nobody does that better than Yamaha. You know, Yamaha, when you turn that key, you just know. You just know that it's going to purr and you're going to be able to go fishing.
I remember that same thing when we got our first boat that had a Yamaha 4-stroke. Like, I turned the key on to itself multiple times, you know, motor running, like getting ready to go. Like, oh, yeah, that's right. You know, it's purr. Like, oh, my bad. Hey, Robert, congratulations, man. Really, really stoked for you. That's an awesome one to hear. Hey, with that said, we're going to continue on with our catch report. We have Bill Varney on the line right now. And, Bill, you just came back from our Let's Talk hookup trip to Cedro Sport Fishing. It sounded like it was fantastic.
I did. It was just amazing. Hi, Rick, Brandon, and Mike. It's not only good to talk to you guys today, but it's good to see you. I'm talking to you on the phone. I'm watching you on Facebook. So it's totally awesome.
Thank you. Good morning, guys. Yeah, we're really excited. Boy, seeing the pictures that Rosie was posting of everything, man, let's get into it. It looks like you guys had a banger of a trip.
It was absolutely unbelievable. I just want to first say thank you to Rosie and Rich and Oscar and Flo in the kitchen down there. I mean, they take such incredibly good care of you. And I told them, and all of us as a group told them, when you go down there to Cedro Sports Fishing, they really make you feel like you're part of their family. And I'm not talking about Rosie and Rich people from the United States, but all the people on the island, just the most fantastic folks. So we had just an incredible trip. And, you know, you look back a couple of weeks ago when Wayne and Tommy P were down there, and those guys were calico bass fishing, and I think they had one of those baseball counters, and they ended up with like 13,267 calico bass.
That is definitely what it feels like, right?
That's right. They're still trying to get feeling back in their thumbs now.
Wow. That's so funny.
Well, we decided to concentrate on some different fish down there, which we did, and I'll just give you an overview of me and my two partners on the boat, on our boat, let alone all the 12 of us that were down there. So yellowtail fishing was just completely off the hook, as it normally is down there. There were yellowtail all over the island. The fish were like 25 to 35 pounds. Jeez. Our biggest yellowtail was 42 pounds.
On our
first day, I had 3 yellowtail on my first 5 casts.
Wow. So, that's awesome.
I mean, unbelievable. So yellowtail fish, really good. And it was, like I said, all around the island. It was no particular place throughout the day you would get one when you were bottom fishing and stuff. So that was amazing. But, you know, white sea bass fishing, I have never seen it so good in my life. We got 11 white sea bass between 20 and 40 pounds over those 3 days. Our biggest white sea bass was 38 pounds. So that was just amazing. And then the halibut fishing was, I have never seen it like this. I personally got 8 halibut in those 3 days.
Oh my gosh. Wow.
My biggest fish was 34 pounds.
My goodness.
That is awesome.
So, the fishing down there was absolutely unbelievable. And, you know, just like you, Brandon, and Rick, and Mike, like, I have fished for over 60 years and all around the world. I've had incredible experiences in many places. And this is certainly, this trip was in the top 5 of anywhere I've gone in my entire life.
Wow.
So it was really amazing. This is my 9th time being down on the island. Over all of the years, I've learned a tremendous amount about fishing down there. And I just want to encourage everybody that, you know, no matter where you have gone fishing, whether it's, a 16-day long-range trip or overnight, or you like fishing the lake or whatever, this is an experience that everybody should have. Nobody takes better care of you than Rosie and Cedro Sport Fishing. And it was just absolutely incredibly good. It couldn't get any better than that. And as you said, Rick, if this is global warming, bring it on,
yeah,
man.
Keep it coming. Bill, I'm disappointed that we don't have more time to talk about it, because a trip like this really deserves it. We're just coming up to the top of the hour. But
mm-hmm.
I just cannot begin to tell you how stoked I am. It sounds like an amazing trip. And I know you had a great group of guys. And we're going to be doing it again next year, just like we talked about with Haida Gwaii. Like, you know, Let's Talk Hookup is very fortunate that we pick the trips with the best of people, and we get to do these trips at the best of time. And a report like this is exactly the reason. Bill, congratulations on a fantastic trip. I knew you were an excellent host, and I just I can't imagine it getting any better. And, boy, we'll look forward to doing it again next year.
Well, thank you so much, Rick. And next week, everybody, look forward to a great story in the newsletter. Check out Cedro Sport Fishing. And if anybody has a question about what to take or whatever, email me, fishthesurf@mail.com.
Hey, that's a very generous offer, and we're going to do exactly that, Bill. Fantastic job, excellent host, and we will look forward to hearing from you again real soon, and looking forward to, I'm sure, a great story in the newsletter coming up.
Thank you so much.
Appreciate it very much. Hey, we got another hour coming your way. Let's Talk Hookup. You stay tuned. Southern California Sport Fishing Voice on the Let's Talk Hookup app, Facebook, and YouTube Live.
Fishing, the right gear makes all the difference, and that includes Fujinon stabilized binoculars from Baker Marine. Baker Marine has been selling binoculars for decades, and more importantly, they service all brands right at their San Diego Shelter Island location. Need the best? The Fujinon Stabiscope is the professional's choice. Looking for top-tier stabilization at a great price? The Fujinon Technostabi TSX 1440 delivers rock-steady vision even in rough waters. Perfect for serious anglers. Baker Marine is the largest Fujinon retailer on the West Coast, and when you buy from them, they will be there when your binoculars need service. Plus, they'll give you a great price on all their in-stock Fujinon binoculars. Stop by their store on Shelter Island in San Diego and test a pair of Fujinon binoculars and see which one is right for you. The fishing season is here, and you know you need a pair of stabilized binoculars, so get them from the experts at Baker Marine. Learn more at BakerMarine.com.
Don't let the summer pass you by with powerful deals on new Yamaha outboards during Yamaha's Cruise into Summer sales event. From now until September 3rd, 2025, purchase a new eligible Yamaha 450 to 30 horsepower outboard and get up to 7 years of warranty protection. Looking for a lower horsepower? Yamaha's got you covered. Purchase a new Yamaha 25 to 2.5 horsepower outboard and receive up to $300 in dealer credit. Yamaha. Reliability starts here. Offer ends September 3rd, 2025. Subject to change. Other restrictions and conditions apply. Select models excluded. 24-month Yamaha extended service added to 36 or 60-month factory limited warranty. Choice offered to Florida residents is a 24-month Yamaha limited warranty for select motors. See authorized participating Yamaha outboard dealers for details. Cannot be used with any other Yamaha offer.
Haida Gwaii Safaris, formerly Queen Charlotte Safaris, invites you to experience the magic of Haida Gwaii Islands, British Columbia, Canada. Hi, I'm Valerie Hopebridge. 25 years ago, I fell in love with these incredible islands, the breathtaking scenery, the warm community, and the truly phenomenal fishing. That passion inspired me to open my own fishing lodge, just steps from the Sandspit Harbor at Haida Gwaii Safaris. You will be fishing in pristine, unpressured waters for Chinook, King Salmon, Halibut, Lingcod, and much more. Plus, be surrounded by untouched beauty. We pride ourselves on creating an unforgettable venture that turns first-time guests into lifetime friends. You will come for the fishing, and you will come back for the memories. We are booking now. Call us at 1-877-815-2892 or visit our website, qcsafaris.com. Find us on Facebook and Instagram. Haida Gwaii Safaris, where adventure and friendship meet.